AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, and it's the podcast.
Yeah, if you missed any part of today's show, you'll be able to look at Halloween, how a lot of people are celebrating that now. It's not so American after all. And I spoke about spending the week with my ex in Melbourne this weekend. And we asked you pretty much, do you get along with your exes?
Yeah, it's very cool that you do with one of them. And your spray today, you've got a new idea. What is it?
Oh, called Text Invaders. Spray anybody, whack into them if they are texting on their phone with their head down.
Fair call. That annoys me too. And we tried to change you, Spider, from a bogan to a wine wally, considering we're going to the Hunter Valley with our Gold FM family. And you'll hear the whole interview with Rhonda Birchmore plugging her new show called Absolutely Fabulous.
And last night it was fantastic. I love it. Halloween, it's great to see all the families and the kids out and about and, around our area. Record numbers. Just so many people buying into it now, dressing up their houses and, just all the kids and even all the adults out with it.
The adults getting dressed up now.
It was all, and the adults were getting dressed up, which was just as good.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Did you have the same around your area? Like
heaps.
A lot of people coming in and about? And
yes, heaps, but I'm scared. It's the worst day of the year for me because I get scared of all the masks and stuff. So I was hiding inside. But no, there was my niece. I treated my niece.
Yeah. And and clowns made a big comeback this year.
Why
clowns were really big. Pennywise, of course. It was huge. And one of our favourites, I caught up with Lauren, who sets up a great display around our area for all the kids.
Lauren, BOG, three votes. You've claimed at the Brownlow or the Dellium, whatever you want to call it, for Halloween. It's massive. It's huge. Why Halloween?
We decided we'd do one community spirit thing, so we chose Halloween. We have a great time. We do a different theme every year.
And all the kids, all the parents, everyone's getting involved. I drove past before and there was I'm not lying, hundreds of people lining up ready to come through the exhibit.
Yep, well, we made up 500 lolly bags and we're just about run out, so we're onto the reserves now.
And you continue to do it every year?
Why not? That's right. It's good for the kids. You know, it's a safe environment. The kids get to run around and have a good time.
And the theme this year?
Adam's Family.
It was unbelievable. And they had people in their costumes, half a dozen people all dressed up. They had to walk through the front yard of the house. It was great. But I thought Lauren got best on ground around us until I spoke to our great man, the great man of the Gold Coast, Herb, our resident fisherman. Now, Herb, you celebrated, and he joins us now, you celebrated Halloween last night. Tell us how.
Well, look, I'm not much into Halloween. And when I got home, the missus was at work all night and she put a sign up, no trick-or-treats here.
Right.
And being a bit of a smarty aleck, I thought I'd write just beer underneath. So no trick-or-treats here, just beer. Well, old Ronnie, he's seen it, this old bloke. I don't know, he pulled up, he knocked on my door. I said, no trick-or-treats here. He said, no, just beer. So I went out, I said, what? He said, just beer. So I walked him out of beer and his poor grandkids were waiting out the front. Come on, granddad! And me and Ronnie were having a beer on the porch. So I reckon it was the best Halloween ever because he was buggered. He was sick of walking the streets. And it was a saviour for old Ronnie. So look, I had one trick-or-treater. It was probably the best one I've ever had.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hilarious.
Thanks, Herb.
See you, Herb.
No, I think it's we want to celebrate those people that still get along with their exes because we know that, I've got one in each camp. I get along with one of my ex-wives, I don't with the other. And you can see it's so much easier when you do get along. And we do want to know those people who still get along with their exes because, AJ, you get along with the mother of your children?
I have to. I owe her a heap load of money. No, that's all over now. No. You know Annie very well.
I love Annie. She's a lovely, lovely lady. Yeah. Well, you've got a situation where you actually want to marry her and her partner.
Well, she's met a lovely guy called Chris.
That's
far, far more practical than me.
Well, that's not going to be hard, is it?
He's a very clever person with his hands.
Wouldn't have to scrape too many cookie jars for that.
Oh?
They're engaged now, and I said I quirked to her recently. Yes. I said, why don't I marry you?
That's awesome.
She said, oh, Jay, that's sick.
But I love the fact that you guys get on, and because of that, Caitlin's very well rounded. Can I say that my parents, they divorced when I was about 7. They don't really get on, but my stepdad and my dad get on.
Yeah.
How cool's that? Well, that's Alex, my stepdad and my dad, they just get on.
This is going to be the interesting one this weekend because I go to Melbourne after we go to the Hunter Valley on Thursday, so Friday. So my first wife, Sally, I've hired a house down there. So we're all going to stay down there with our daughter, which is Caitlin, my oldest daughter. And then Sally's bringing her two sons and I'll bring my two daughters and our son, Boston,
yes,
and Cherie. And Sally's bringing her boyfriend as well. So it's going to be a nice little household of everyone.
That's awesome.
It does get a little bit weird when, I do all the, myself and Sally do all the cooking and everything, and Sheree just sits there and gossips and drinks with the, with my daughter and, obviously her boyfriend. So interesting, but
that's cool. That's really good.
And you do see the other side, as you say, Caitlin, now the way, because we all do get along, how different she is as a child and she really enjoys it. And she loves these weekends and her boyfriend's coming to stay as well.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
It just gives them that family atmosphere as well. So it is nice. But we do want to know, 13, 27, 10, do you still get along with the ex? We want to celebrate those people who do. You just grew apart or whatever happened when you were young or whatever come in between is, but now you sit there and some people will actually go back to their ex. Not that I'm going to do that.
Don't say that before you go away together this weekend, please.
What happened between you and Sally?
Oh, I was just young. We were young. I had Caitlin at 19. Mm. So by the time I was 21, it was just hadn't travelled enough.
Well, you made up for that after that. Six extras later.
Oh, wow.
13, 27, 10, and we're giving you the chance to see one of the great family favourites, Wizard of Oz.
Oh, the musical.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz at QPAC from November 4th. 13, 27, 10, tell us about your ex and how you get along with them. Family pass to, family favourite, sorry, double pass to Wizard of Oz at QPAC from November 4th. Do you get on with your ex is the big question.
Yeah.
Peter is going to Melbourne this weekend with Cherie and Boston, meeting up with Sally, his ex.
Yeah, we've hired a house together, so her new children, Darcy and Kyle, will come, and Caitlin, Summernay, and myself and Boston will go down there, and Cherie, and we'll just spend the weekend down there Friday and Saturday. And just saying how, if you're in the situation, I see it from both hands, don't get along with one, get along with the other.
Yeah.
You see the difference in the children. And,
that's right.
We see the difference even in, Boston and even Sally's kids, and of course our daughter Caitlin together. So we're asking, do you get along with your ex?
Brooke at Bigara Waters, tell us your story.
My ex-partner and I broke up in February, but we're still really good mates, and we catch up every Tuesday night to have dinner with his daughter, just so we can show that we're still friends.
Do you think sometimes, Brooke, that we misinterpret love for friendship and we realise that maybe we just should have been friends with our exes?
I think so. My ex is a really good bloke, but he's not the man for me to spend the rest of my life with, you know what I mean? But he's a really good mate, so... why end the friendship? We can clearly show that we're still really good friends, and we want to show his daughter that, even though we're not together, we can still talk to each other and still be mates,
And how important is that for the kids? It shows a big difference for the kids, doesn't it?
Well, my ex's daughter is, she's nearly 12, actually, and she's at that time of her life where she notices things, so I think if we can set a good example for her in life, just because we're not together anymore... doesn't mean we hate each other, maintain a good friendship. I think it's really important.
Brooke, congratulations. You won a double to see The Wizard of Oz at QPAC.
Oh, no way.
Yes,
Thank you so much. That's really awesome.
Thanks for your story. Congratulations.
Oh, no worries.
The family favourite, Wizard of Oz, QPAC from November 4. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got Margie and Carrara. Do you still get on with your ex?
Yes, I do. You know that.
Oh, it's Margie, the lovely Margie. Now, you were married for a long time. How long?
34 years.
Oh,
and apart?
17.
And you still get along really well?
I do. I've just given up work to look after him as he's dying of cancer.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Then,
so what happened? You were just better friends than you are, lovers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's my best mate.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thanks, Margie.
Thanks, Margie.
Wish him all the best as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're fighting it.
Derek in Mudrabar, do you still get on with your ex?
Oh, not really, Bridge.
Oh.
I saw my ex about a week or so ago, but I didn't recognise her without her lawyer. And then when I got closer to her, you know what? I couldn't remember her name. I thought, oh, God, what's her name? What's her name? And then I remembered it and I said, hello, plaintiff. Oh, she didn't like that. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Now, I've got a new game that I want everybody to join in with and play.
I love a game.
And we all do love a game. And there's going to be point system. And I'll get to the game very, very shortly. But my spray today is on about texting while walking. You know, people who have their head down, their hunchback, no awareness around them, they live for the screen. So whatever traffic is around them, whatever accidents might happen, if there's others, if there's toddlers, if there's elderly, they have absolutely no idea what's around them.
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful. And they've gone to a stage where even overseas, they're starting to put lights on the footpath so then people can see the traffic lights instead of walking straight across the traffic. Because they've got their head down into their phone.
It's terrible.
You see this at airports. You see this around shopping centres. You see it at the streets. You see it at schools. You see it everywhere. Just absolutely glued down. And I'm not picking on one demo because I know there's people at all ages that do it. So what is the answer? And people often go, what is the answer? How can we fix this?
Yes.
So I've started a new game. Oh. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet.
Right.
Don't know if it's going to be Text Invaders, like Space Invaders, or if it's called Text Man, like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And the idea is you move into the path of these people texting or on their phone.
Okay.
And you knock them. And you walk straight into them.
Not hard. No, we're not saying.
We're not talking tackling and taking them out.
It's like play just, on stuff.
Yeah, just like a bang, play on.
Right.
And if they turn around and grease you, yeah, it's kind of a point. They drop their phone, that's worth a couple of points.
That's good.
If they apologise, you've got to take a point off because they've actually, you know, sat there and gone, you know, I realise that I'm in the wrong.
Nice.
So from now on, if you're walking around a shopping centre, if you're going down the street, the Oracle Boulevard or down at Palm Beach or wherever you live, and there is somebody with their head down texting, just walk into their path.
Just a little shoulder on shoulder.
Give yourself a point and see how many you can collect during the week. The new game, Text Invaders. Get involved.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Now, Bridget, this is hilarious, I think.
Why?
At this juncture.
Why?
You and I have noticed in the last 4 weeks I've shared the studio with you two. The individual that spends his whole time in the studio texting on his telephone. Unbelievable.
Does he get away with it because he's sitting down when he does it?
Studio texting.
You're not serious.
Look, here we go.
You're never off your telephone. The whole
you are bridge.
Ready? Let's go a nudge. Let's go.
Text invaders.
Okay, Bridge, this is the big test. This is part of our trip to the Hunter Valley Hope Estate we're going to, and we're trying to teach a former AFL football-playing 4X drinker how to appreciate wine.
We've only got it's the 11th hour, AJ. So what we've done, we've organised quite a few different varietals in front of him. We have you blindfolded.
Yes, you do.
And so you're going to put your little finger out where you hold that glass. You're allowed to get your drink on air today. So have a go on the first glass and let's see what you think it is. Oh, he's got his nose in it.
You smell really fruitness. Really fruity fruitness. Kind of a wine, I think Peter, the grapes Peter, have come off a little bit early.
Throw the wine around in the glass. You've been taught that. You're not...
Careful.
Can I say that's a white wine?
That's a good start.
It should be chilled. It's a little bit warm.
Right, yes.
But tastes like wine.
So what kind of wine?
What kind of wine?
What kind of white?
It's not unwooded. So I'd say it's not a Chardonnay. I have to say it's a Sav.
Okay, well, that's a really, really good start. That's a Chardonnay.
It was a Chardonnay. Okay. There we go. Okay, next one. Here we are.
Okay, well, that just didn't taste...
Here we are.
Okay, here we go. Swish it around.
Yeah, round around the glass. Here we go. Get the bouquet. Put your big
bugle. What can you smell?
In there.
Oh, I can smell nothing. This hasn't got really much of a smell at all, this one.
Smell it a bit more.
That one should have a nose to it.
Has it? Smells like a mattress.
That's weird. Okay.
Like a mattress.
No, I'm being serious. It doesn't
And I know where you've been, so I don't want to know what that smells like. Here we go.
What do you get on that one? What do you mean,
It's more bubbly. It's like got bubbles in it.
Well, that's okay. Right. That's a good description. It does have bubbles in it.
It's a bit rosier. I reckon this is a rosé.
No.
Okay, that one.
That's a white wine. It's called a Moscato.
Moscato. That's one half white.
Moscato is very sweet. It has a lot of residue sugar in it. Mm. So that was a Moscato.
Yeah. That is really earthy. You can smell the soil. No, seriously, you can smell the soil in this one.
Well, that's okay. That's good.
That's good. Look at you learning.
Yeah, you're learning. You're learning. Now he's tasting.
Wally phrases.
Third wine.
Okay, here we go.
What have we got there?
We'll swish it around. What part of the palate do you taste it on? The tip or the back of your tongue?
Nah, this is definitely on the top. On the top of my mouth.
That's a good start.
I've got this like really kind of strong, earthy. It feels like the grapes have been left a very long time.
Left a long time where?
On the vine, yeah.
Right.
And
no, well, it's not
right. It's been in the barrel for a long time too. This is quite an old wine.
Right. No. Well, you're good at talking the frog wallop. We'll give you that. So just have a guess.
I'd say that is a Shiraz.
No, that's a white wine. It's called a Sauvignon Blanc, and it's one of the most.
I can swear that
it's arguably
wine.
The first picked grape for the year. Actually,
is it? There we are, AJ. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. 2017 as well, so it's a fresh one.
Yeah. I could swear that was red.
They don't leave Sauvignon Blanc on the vine for very long at all, and it's a white wine. But anyway, how could you possibly say that a Sauvignon Blanc is a red wine?
Oh, well, looking at it now without the blindfold, it's quite easy. But that's what it's. I've just look, we're going to Hope's Estate. And those people who are lucky enough to be coming with us, they've got a Verdello.
Verdello. Well done.
And a Rose, a 2016 Rose, or a Merlot?
No, Rosé.
Rosé.
It's just as Rosé.
Yeah, which is pronounced Rosé.
The French.
Sorry. You know what? Peter
it has
does.
A little thing over the E.
Peter's the typical one that chooses his wine by the price. Just looks down the list and you pretend you're looking at the expense. So it's, oh, yes, I think, oh, this cheeky one looks
100%.
Nice.
100%. I was actually in the original Mamma Mia. I had to actually audition for Benny and Bjorn from ABBA, like major. They came out to Australia, so that was back in 2001, and I hooked up with my bestie now, and you know, Lara Mulcahy, who we were cast opposite each other, and all these years later, we've remained best friends, and we decided over a few bevvies last Christmas, actually on the Goldie, let's do a show. We had such great time with the music and just, this show, Absolutely Fabulous, is all about girl power and friendship and not getting to that ABBA concert when they came down under 40 years ago. And so we celebrate everything that's 70s and relive that moment if we got to that concert 40 years ago.
Well, that's what we love. And, funny, I put this on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. We put ABBA up against Guns N' Roses and asked the Gold Coast if they had to choose between the two, where would they go?
And
I reckon it would have been a good 70 to 80% of males and females,
and males especially,
said ABBA straight out.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my God. Well, they can come and see me at 20s. My God, I get into my bedazzled pussycat outfit.
Yes.
ABBA.
Okay,
platform
yes.
Platform boots. I am a tall woman and I've got like an 8-inch extension. I'm very, very tall and I get the big hair going. Bridget, you understand, and the full on makeup. I'm not trying to be Frida, and Lara's certainly not trying to be Anna. We are trying to be just two Aussie chicks, diehard ABBA fans. Desperate 70 victims.
You know what I love, Rhonda? You are channeling, which I love, the play on the name from Absolutely Fabulous. I love Ab Fab, the TV show. So you're channeling a fair bit of Patsy and Eddie. Which one are you, Pats or Eddie, darling, sweetie?
Oh, I'm definitely Patsy, sweetie, the sweetie, Bolly's daughter, yes. I'm definitely your champagne girl, your designer girl. Where is my girlfriend, Lara? Bless her cotton socks, but she's more your Target, you're more your Kmart, and I'm your designer chicky. So Yeah, we do have a little bucket of that in there. I mean, it's just, Lara's about 5 foot and I'm about, well, you know, 6 foot and well worth the climb, I guess.
Well, at least people can dance. Yeah. That's the big thing, yes. Isn't it? Because I don't like going places where you can't dance. You've got to sit down. I cannot see something like this without dancing.
Oh, no, I want everyone to dance. And we've had all over Australia people actually dress up in their favourite ABBA action and they get and have a bit of a dance. They sing along. They know all the songs. I mean, the other thing is we're not kind of, we're not impersonating Frieda and Anna. We are just two Australian girls with girl power, you know, enjoying life and telling our story and getting everyone to rock out. And it's a hilarious comedy because it's a bit like Bert and Dom, Danny DeVito, Arnie Schwarzenegger, the two of us. It's in our Lycra cat suits, it's funny.
As your media release quite succinctly says, catch Rhonda Birchmore and Lara Mulcahy live, an outrageously funny romp through ABBA's smash hits. It's unlike any ABBA show you've seen before. ABBA, absolutely fabulous. We can't wait to see the fabulous show Saturday, November 4 at 20s.
Yeah, yes. And I've got a hot band too.
Yeah.
Bridge. The average age is about 22. I'm figuring as I'm getting older, I'm going a bit of a cougar special there with the boys. So the boys are in their shorts and sequins too. Yep.
Well, nice. See, Rhonda, I go older because then I feel younger. See, I go the opposite.
Oh, I think you need something decent to look at, you know, while you're on stage for 2 hours.
Oh, very cool.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.